You know, it's funny. I haven't made an episode. I keep thinking about making one, but I haven't made one. And I'm sitting here thinking, why do I feel like it's so hard for me to talk right now? It's because these podcasts are a way for me to reflect on myself and like see my growth throughout each episode, right? And I'm sitting here, I'm like, why is it so hard for me to make a podcast right now? It's because I'm avoiding myself. It's because I don't want to see my growth. I want to try, right? And then there's this part of me that just wants to avoid, that is like still scared of that growth and scared of my potential. And yet I know, like, it feels so strong that this is, I'm supposed to be chasing towards that. And then also having this leniency towards myself of like, I don't need to try so hard. Like, I'm gonna get there. I don't have to be hard on myself that I'm not at this potential that I want to be. But at the same time, I do need to push myself. I do need to take those actions that I know I need to do, that are in my head. I know what I need to do. I feel like before it's just like, you start off not aware that there's a problem, right? And then you become aware of it and you're just like, okay, here's this. And then you're like, okay, these are the things that I would need to do to not have this problem anymore. And then the reality of that sets in. You're like, okay, now I just need to do these things and I won't have to deal with this problem anymore. And as I say that, it sounds so simple, right? I mean, just in layman terms, like, it's just, I have a problem. This is the actions I take to get rid of it, and then I won't have that problem anymore. Now, why do we get so stuck on that taking action? Why are we so scared to like let go of this problem? Like, we're holding on to what this person did to us, holding on to what you did to yourself, holding on to this fear and this sadness and this worry and anger. We hold on to it and we're scared to let go of it. When it's hurt, it's clearly hurting us. It's clearly holding us back. It doesn't fucking feel good, right? Why do we hold on to these weights? Like, why do we want to be drowned in our sorrow, in our fear, in our anger? It doesn't make sense to me as to why that's human nature. Maybe not to all humans, but like, the general amount of people that I speak to has gone through similar. It's just, and I see it. I see it in my family and my friends and my coworkers, just in strangers on the street, like, that you talk to. It's just, why do we hold on to this pain? Like, what is it really doing for us? We say it's keeping us safe because we know what to expect, right? Like, if I have this problem, I know what kind of emotions I'm gonna have. I know what kind of day I'm gonna have. It's all kind of almost just laid out for us. Like, this problem is gonna continue causing this, and it will eventually start building up and making other things worse. But at least I know that things are gonna get worse. I don't know if things are gonna get better by me trying. And in fact, I feel like when I start trying, I start taking those action steps, I almost kind of plateau. I like fall backwards because I'm like, whoa, like this is fighting, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like attacking my ego when I'm realizing, like, whoa, like, underneath all this anger, underneath all this sadness is really me. And what I'm feeling, and my goals, and my just energy, I guess. I don't know. What I'm really feeling behind all this sorrow is the real me. When I let go of this story I've been holding and telling myself over and over of who I am, of what I've gone through, of who I should be, Oh, damn. There goes my train of thought. It's like I take a deep breath and then all of a sudden every word in my head is just fucking gone. When I let go of that old version of myself, I find the real version of me, right? Like, for example, say I grew up thinking that, okay, here's a simple, simple example, sorry. I grew up thinking that it was okay to just people please and, not be selfish, not take care of my own needs, and that others' needs were more important than my own. I grew up believing that, or understanding that emotions were really weak, that it just didn't, it doesn't get you anywhere. If you cried, if you were in pain, you were going to be punished for that in some form or another. And I think we all kind of have similar stories, and maybe these people in my life didn't mean for it to come across that way, but in my kid brain, this is how I understood it. And I don't think I ever got like that communication I needed as a kid. Like, hey, this is why this isn't okay. Or, hey, like, it's okay, whatever you're feeling. Like, this is natural. This is what being human is like. And it's really just from the lack of the people that I was around being taught the same thing. You know, if someone's not taught love and not shown love, it's going to be hard for them to do that for another person. And I have like that awareness around that now. But now I have to let go of, hey, you know, love is supposed to feel chaotic. Love is supposed to feel toxic. Love is supposed to feel scary. Love is supposed to be codependent. I have to let go of that because that just doesn't serve me, right? Like, I can never be in a healthy relationship if I still believe that. And I want a healthy relationship. I don't want to think that way. But when I start trying to think a different way, I try to start thinking in a quote unquote healthier way, or just in the direction that I want to go, my ego is fighting it. It's like, it doesn't want to, it's scared. Yes. But also it's like, whoa, like this is different. Like, and I start to notice how I'm the problem in this situation, how I continuously choose and ignore signs that were there from the beginning. Like, I knew that this was an emotionally unavailable person. I know that because I've been an emotionally available person, and I know what that looks like. And I've been in relationships and seen relationships, what that looks like. Yet I still choose, like, you know, let's just see where this goes. Why? Why would you do that? And it's okay. Like, there's no need to be hard on yourself, right? But when you're taking the next action step in your life, I think you should take a moment to reflect and really sit in your body and just be like, is the choice I'm about to make next benefit me in the way that I really want my life to live? Me, not my old conditioning, not what I've learned, what I really feel and what I really believe. I'm going to take a deep breath. I don't know if I just breathed that whole time. How about we all just take a deep breath? In through your nose, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 3 seconds, 1, 2, 3. And slowly let out the parted mouth. The parted mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a really great technique. It's very well known through sports, the Navy fucking SEALs, just medicine and science in general, yoga. if you breathe in for a shorter amount of time and then breathe out for a longer amount of time. It helps slow your nervous system down. It helps relax you. It helps you come into focus, but not in a scary and anxious way. It really just helps you kind of grasp onto reality and what's going on around you and just be very present. I do that a lot. I think something that's really been beneficial for me is on my lunch breaks, sitting outside if I can, if it's, you know, good weather, or even just taking a little walk if it's bad weather, and just taking some deep breaths. Like, let me just come back into my body. My body is a safe place. It's okay to feel whatever it is I'm feeling. I think I learned the most to dissociate from my health conditions because I would be in a terrible amount of pain. And it was so hard to be in my body and feel that pain. I would just try to get in my head and think, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. Just think of every other scenario. And then I'm like delirious, like up for hours a night because I can't sleep because I'm in so much pain. And, you know, I even got to points where it felt like I was hallucinating, but it was like probably me just like falling asleep and like waking back up because then I'm back in this pain and I'm just, it was just this nauseous feeling all the time. So I was always in my head because I didn't want to feel everything that was going on in my body. And you know what I really think? I feel like if I would have allowed myself to kind of go through that pain, I think I would be in a different mental state now. I think I'd be a lot stronger. Not that I'm not already strong, and where I'm at is perfectly fine. This is just a theory. And I think that I wouldn't have been in so much pain, honestly. I think when I just sit with it and deal with it, I can just accept it for what it is. And don't get me wrong, it still hurts, but it's almost just like, it's okay to be in pain. It's okay that I'm not okay. Something happened to me today. And little things like this have always happened to me in my life. I feel like, in fact, these scenarios are something that helped me become more aware, just become self-aware at a very young age, besides many other reasons. So I had this customer come in today. I work at a shoe store, if you don't know. And, you know, she's like, I really want some shoes, but I really don't know what my style is, what I'm feeling. Informed her on all these products and, like, you know, what kind of toe shape she might want, or, you know, style, like what does she normally wear, just whatever, going into all the details. And she was like, oh, I can't really find anything. I found a shoe and I was like, hey, what about this one? Whatever. Hyped it up. And I was like, it's even 60% off, you know, shabam. It's a done deal. She loves it. It's so cute. We go to the checkout. I have like an iPad. I'm showing her the total. And she's like, wait, what's the name of this? And I was like, thinking she was talking about the company. So I told her the store name. She's like, no, no, no. What's the name of the shoe? And I was like, oh, it's called the Patsy. And she starts crying. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what's going on? And her mother's name was Patsy. And she passed away. And she's visiting Austin with a friend. And she was telling her friend earlier that day that she just really feels her mom's presence in her life right now. Feels really strong today. And then she comes in and she's like, what are the fucking odds that you grabbed this shoe and recommended it to me? And I loved it. And it was my mother's name. Like, I keep having these just universal, like, fucking, I don't know, phenomenons. These just, like, experiences where it's like, look how we're all connected. And look how powerful, like, life is and the universe is. Just how powerful God is. We were all just, like, this is like a blessing. This is just like God is speaking. And like, and what's so crazy to me is like, what, no, like, what are the odds? Like, that was her, like, mother was speaking to me, in my fucking opinion. And maybe, like, you don't agree with that. And maybe you don't understand just, like, the miraculousness of that. But to me, it's just, like, huge. I don't know. And that's how I know. That's where I get, like, my faith from. Is these scenarios, these instances with just another human and experiencing like the vastness of like our creation. It's fucking insane to me. And this is why it's hard for me to go on dates, because I like to talk about weird shit. It's not weird. It's so fucking cool. But I want to talk about more fucking things than just, I don't fucking know, like bullshit. I mean, I want to know the bullshit too. Don't get me wrong, but I want to connect. I'm really craving connection in my life. And I don't know what this next step in my life is. And I feel this huge part of me. Like, I don't know if I've ever shed so much at one time in different areas of my life. But I feel this massive fucking shift in my life. And this shift in my consciousness, where it's like, I have a different mindset, and it's not because I'm forcing myself to have one. It's because I've been repetitively thinking differently and thinking purposefully, choosing my thoughts. Like, yes, I'm going to have some that pop up, but I decide how I want to feel. I decide what I want to think about. And I've been very selective, and I still feel this fear. Like, it's kind of in my chest of like, I don't know if I can be this person that I'm trying to be. And the thing is, I already am this person. It wouldn't feel so right to me if it wasn't already a part of me. And that's how I'm becoming more comfortable with letting go of this fear in my life. Because I already am who I want to be. There's no reason to be afraid. I'm not going after something. I already am something. It's just releasing a mindset that this person you want to be wouldn't have. This healthy and strong and courageous and photogenic and happy. This person that chooses to smile and chooses to let go of what others are saying to them and just be, just allow experiences to happen to them and have faith that, you know, all the right people are coming into your life at the right time and all the right circumstances are going to fucking fall into your lap and that you are abundant. That you can release that story that you have to struggle to get where you want to be. And I understand like we're in this economy and inflation and fucking society and just having to follow these rules and not being able just to be like these free people that we want to be and having to go to work. But at the same time, like, I think that there's a magic behind all of it if you choose to see it. And I understand that there's going to be times where it all just feels really heavy. And it's okay to feel that weight. But how long are you going to allow yourself to carry it around? You know, how long is too long that you're carrying this weight and it's starting to literally break your back? You know, your body starts to feel sick. You start getting all kinds of illnesses and just backaches, and you can't sleep and you can't think straight and your ADHD is like really, really heavy. I mean, don't get me wrong. All this stuff can also be caused by other reasons, but your body speaks to you. It's like, hey, like something is not fucking right. Something in your schedule, something that you're eating, something that you're absorbing, just the people you're around, the environment you're in, the mindset you're choosing to repeat over and over in your head, the music you're listening to. Something is not fucking serving you in your life. And you need to figure it out. You need to listen to your body. Like, what is it? Like, what hurts? Why would this part of me be hurting? Like, if it's your stomach, okay, well, your stomach and your brain are very connected, and like 90% of your serotonin is released in your stomach. So your fucking gut, it might be 80%, but it's an insanely high amount of serotonin is produced in your gut. So like what you're eating, what you're consuming is affecting the chemicals in your brain and how you're feeling. So if you're going out fucking drinking all the time, or if you're eating a bunch of fucking shitty food, and look, I'm not saying don't eat a fucking fat, juicy burger or a good ass hot dog, okay? I'm just saying like the majority of what is going on in your gut is affecting you. And if you're having gut issues, then you need to think about like, what am I doing in my life that's not serving me? Or anxiety, right? Often we feel anxiety in our stomachs. What environment are we in where we just feel so anxious? We feel so out of place. What kind of people are you around? Some people give me anxiety. Like they just fucking drain me. They're just fucking Adderall addicts and they're fucking on another one. And I'm just like, I cannot feel like I can't breathe around you. And maybe that's causing my stomach to hurt. And you know what causes my stomach, you know what causes, you know what stomach pain causes? It causes me not to sleep because I don't fucking feel good. And then you know what no sleep causes me? 3 days, 1 day of inadequate sleep causes 3 days of your brain like not being able to work at its full capacity or its major majority capacity. The stuttering is beginning. That's crazy. So 1 night of bad sleep fucks you up for 3 days, technically, scientifically. So imagine multiple nights in a row where you're not sleeping right. Why aren't you sleeping? Are you fucking scrolling on fucking TikTok all fucking night long? Literally delete that shit. If it is not serving your purpose, if you cannot control yourself and set a boundary with yourself, I know it's hard, but if you really can't do that and you don't have that self-control, you need to delete the app or whatever it is in your life that you eat way too much fucking sweets. Don't buy sweets. Don't fucking do it. Don't. You're going to be fucking tempted. Do not do it. Until you can build some discipline and find things that help you build discipline. I'm not saying cut these things out of your life forever, but you can do them in a healthier way. You need to understand why you're doing these things before you cut them out. I think that really helps. Or just in general, as you cut these things out of your life, take the time. And I think this is what really helps you from not relapsing, from not going back and buying those fucking cookies, from, you know, choosing to work out instead of just to fucking sit here and pig out. Like, whatever it is, think about like why, what about this is serving me? Or what about this do I think is serving me? Like, oh, okay, scrolling on TikTok and just like watching that obsessively. Well, it's making me brain numb. So I don't have to think about the fucking shitty day I had. So I don't have to think about I'm not where I want to be. So I don't have to think about all the things I've been thinking about all fucking day long, right? Like scrolling endlessly just kind of leaves you numb. Like you don't really have to think because you're just consuming other people's thoughts, other people's lives. So then you don't have to live your own. So then you're not responsible. Like, well, you know, I didn't try at that thing, which means I didn't fail, which means I'm not responsible for how shitty my life is. But that's the catch. You are responsible for how shitty, quote unquote, your life is. How shitty your mindset is, your habits are, your discipline is. You are responsible for that because you make those choices every day. I needed another deep breath. I think there's more I want to say on this, but I'm starting to kind of like get caught up in what I'm saying. So I kind of want to end this with a little sound bowl kind of meditation real quick. Just want to get the energy right in here. So let me sit up straight. When you sit up straight, it actually helps your energy flow more cohesively. Scientific fact, okay? I'm not being a hippie woohoo girl, even though I definitely am. So I'm going to put my phone down here and if you're in a place where you can just take a few deep breaths with me and just, you know, end all of these thoughts on a good note here, help you kind of process and absorb everything I just said and see maybe if you resonated to it, I'd love for you to send me a little voice memo on here if anything called out to you. If you follow me on Instagram, you just want to message me on there. I love the feedback. I love hearing your understanding of what I'm saying. And I just really enjoy being able to share this part of me. And I'm really grateful for the people that listen to me because, like I said, this is a way for me to challenge myself. It's a way for me to see how far I've come in my mindset and in my actions and where it's getting me. And I want to go farther, and I'm excited to share this with people. And it's funny because it's like over this phone, right? It feels kind of silly sometimes. I'm like just talking out loud in my quiet apartment. But I want to talk, I want to share, and I want to help people. And that's what really makes me feel fulfilled in my life. And I'm not trying to put this pressure around like, oh, like how many podcasts can I do and what more can I do to it to where I'm getting the most out of it. I'm trying to just be like, what can I do to help other people and help myself? And I feel like communication has just been something that's been so big in my life. Ever since I was young, I've been a writer. I just remember sitting at the YMCA every fucking day where my mom worked and just sitting by the little old fucking coffee fucking containers and all these fucking old people at 5 a.m. just drinking their fucking coffee, just sitting there not fucking working out. And I would just write and write and write these fucking books and these poems, and I had so many journals and diaries. And everything just flowed, you know. It was another thing where I didn't really have to think. And it's such a huge passion for me to this day. And this is, for me, podcasting is like writing out loud. And it's really special to me. And I really appreciate just all the special people that like listen and support me. So let's just take a deep breath. We're going to breathe in for four. And I'm not going to count. I'm just going to let you go on your own flow. So when you're ready, take a deep breath. And you're going to hold for 3 seconds. And breathe out the slightly parted lips. And you're going to breathe out for 6. And inhale, breathe in for 4. Hold. And breathe out for a count of 6. And third time's the charm, so breathe in for a count of 4. Hold. And breathe out for a count of 6. I just want you to remember that you do have control of your life. That everything you want, wants you. That the person you want to be is who you already are. And that you're capable of doing anything you want. So I recorded myself playing the sound bowl, and I thought I would share it here. So if you would like to just continue breathing in the same way, 4 in, 6 out, and if that's too much for you, you can do 3 in, 5 out, Kind of just go at your pace and feel what's right for your body. You don't have to keep listening. But if you'd like to take a little moment just for yourself and just see where you're at in your body, see how you're feeling. Don't judge yourself in any way. Just, okay, interesting. That's how I'm doing. Good to know. Thank you for listening once again. And take a deep breath in. Here we go. Thank you for listening. Jump scare. Okay. Tune in next time to On Impulse.